fast. The Easy Living Furniture Roadshow sale has been extended for a limited time and must end this bank holiday Monday. Don't miss out, as absolutely everything is reduced across all sofas, dining, bedroom and mattresses. And with interest-free finance available, this is one event you don't want to miss. Roadshow sale ends bank holiday Monday. Don't miss out. Find your local store online at easylivingfurniture.ie.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Laya Healthcare, looking after you always. Proud sponsors of Real Health with Carl Henry.
Hello and welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Laya Healthcare. I'm very excited. It is the Christmas special. We're like the toy show for fitness and health things this week. And we're very excited to bring you our top tips and our top presents for the fitness professional or the fitness person or anything to do with fitness in your life for Christmas. Can you believe it's already December? It's gone so quickly. I think it's going to be the most December ever. After all the stuff we've been through the last couple of years, I think people are going to be going absolutely crazy, from presents to parties and everything else in between. I'm very excited to be joined by three-time Olympian Dervil O'Rourke, founder of Dervil.ie, to bring us her gift ideas for the festive season. I know she's very excited too, all the way from Cork. Dervil, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, hello. I am so excited. I do feel like the Ryan Tuberty of fitness, and it's a role that I'm taking seriously. And I'm delighted. This is so exciting.
We better warn our audience now. We don't have one for everyone in the audience at any stage over the course of the next 20 minutes, unfortunately.
Yeah. We're more like, we've way more limited budget than that, but we have the same enthusiasm and joy for fitness as he does for toys.
Absolutely. Listen, let's get cracking. We want to give people loads of content over the course of the next 20 minutes. We're going to start with print and books. Tell us, what should people be buying this year in terms of Christmas stocking fillers?
Okay, so for me, I'm going to just go with one foodie cooking book, and it's Daniel Davies' book. So I know Daniel's been on probably a few times. He was the Leinster nutritionist, dietitian. He is brilliant at what he does, really practical. And I think if you're buying one food book, his new book is really good. Really practical, lovely. I actually coach 100-meter runner Joan Healy, and I gave it to her. I gifted it to her recently. I probably should have held it back for Christmas, but I gifted it to her early. So that's how much I love his book.
I said it to him when I got it. It's like, you know, when you pick up a cookbook in a shop and you look at it, and you kind of, you almost get overwhelmed by the look of it and the feel of it. Like, it, you know, cookbooks have that kind of thing where you almost want that as just an item on display in your kitchen, even if you don't cook from it. Daniel's is like that. And for a healthy foodie book, like, you know, it's heavy, it's hard covered. It's just, it's, you want it in your kitchen.
Yeah. And he's got a lovely way as well, I think, in imparting knowledge, like in kind of empowering you to understand why you're cooking what you're cooking, but also coming at it from a perspective of like, it's still going to taste good. You're not just having like boiled chicken with broccoli and rice, because nobody wants that life. So I think he comes from those two really good places of like, it tastes good and it's really good for you. So I think that's a great one for the kitchen this year.
We're off to a very good start. Okay, and journals are still big, aren't they? People, there's a lot of journaling going on, very good for your mental health, and a good Christmas present.
Yeah, huge amount of journaling. I have to say, I love the Head Plan. It's a journal that I have myself. I use it all the time. And I think it's something that loads of people in your life would love. So whether it's the Head Plan, whether it's another one, I think just looking at that and thinking about people having that time, we all spend so much time on our phones, that actually taking that time to sit down to write, even for this, like I wrote out my notes. Like I did, you know, I did my first version of my phone, and then my second version, I had to write it out. So yeah, the Head Plan, good Irish company as well. So I think that's something that you'd be happy to get.
And it's a nice way of introducing people, you know, or even giving them a little nudge from a health perspective to improve and help their mental health without really having a conversation about it. It's a nice way to start people and introduce people to the benefits of it.
Yeah, I think so. And even I was speaking to a lady the other day who works in well-being, and she said to me, and I was like, oh my God, that's really powerful. She was like, take 10 minutes on your own, get a pen and just start writing. This doesn't need to be a formula, just start writing and let it sit with you. And I just thought, God, that's actually quite impactful. And sometimes it's the simple stuff. I've always loved writing. Like I've kept a training diary since I think I was 8 years old. So I've always liked that process of going through writing it out. And I do think like the head plan has lots of different ones. So I think whatever you're looking for, they probably have a nice little option in there for you.
Okay, great. I know Kindle is high on your list as well, isn't it?
Okay, so I was very much a hard book, I have to touch a kind of person. Myself and the Kindle, I felt like I wasn't a Kindle person. And then this year, I got convinced by someone. They were like, buy a Kindle, you're going to read way more. And like, there's so much positivity in terms of reading. Apparently, like 6 minutes of reading a day, just 6 minutes, makes us feel slightly less stressed. So someone said to me, you're going to read more if you have a Kindle. So I got a Kindle for my birthday this year, and I swear, I would say I've read 10 more books, no joke. And the reason is because you can get samples of the books, read the first couple of chapters, and if you don't like it, you don't have to continue or you don't have to buy the book. So I'm a complete convert. I love Kindle. I actually like how it feels. So for me, if I want cookbooks, I'm going to buy the hard version, like Daniel's version. If I'm going to journal, I need to be like writing down. But in terms of like those fiction books and the books that, you know, if you've had like a long day or you've got loads going on with work and the kids and you actually need your mind to go into a different kind of fictional world.
The last one of those I read was Harry Potter. I'll be very honest with you. Does it for me.
You need to get back into
it. By the way,
it.
That wasn't that long ago when I read it. Okay, but you drift away into kind of another world of Harry, of all of that and Voldemort. And anyway, there we go. Yeah.
That's so funny. I always associate Harry Potter with being on the athletic circuit, because when the Harry Potters were coming out, it was during my career, and one would come out and I'd be like in an airport in Stockholm or somewhere, like frantically trying to find out what was happening in Harry's world. But now I'm telling you, if you have that person in your life, getting a Kindle doesn't mean all your books have to be in digital format, but it gives you a lovely other option. And there's this package, it's called Kindle Unlimited. It's like, I think it's 10 euro a month. And I swear my reading has gone way up because of it. So I'm a convert. Kindle, I like it.
Okay. And what about gifts for children?
Oh yeah. There's a lovely set of books. It's about a little girl called Izzy. The author is Emma Larkin. She is based in Kerry, I believe. And I have a 7-year-old daughter, and my daughter loves Izzy's adventures, and there's lots of different ones. And I just think, for all of us, you know, with kids, you're trying to keep kids active and give them all that really good messaging about taking part and bring the magic of sport to them. And for me, those were the books that have always stuck with my daughter. So I think that's a good, and it's one you don't hear about as much, is the Izzy Adventures, but I think you can buy it anywhere. Emma Larkin anyway is the author. If you just Google her, I'm sure you'll find it. But her Izzy Adventures are fabulous.
God, we are like the toy show. We've just done a big segment all on books, just like Ryan would do in his little corner. He'd be reading the books and he'd produce a surprise celebrity guest. Let's take it into fitness now. So we get asked this on Instagram all the time. What can I get? I always start on a personal level with tech, because I just like techie stuff, like a GPS watch or, you know, something like that I think is good. Slightly controversial one, I think a smart scales is a great present, purely because of the fact I think it's good to know all that content. In terms of fitness presence ideas from yourself, what do you think?
Okay, I have to, and I'm not just saying it because you're here. Your range of stuff is brilliant and your scales are fab. And I'm not even saying that because you've sent it to me, because you haven't, by the way. I've had to go and get it myself. So the fact that I actually bothered to get it means it's good. So I do. I think that's helpful for people. I'm going to throw one out there. I think this is going to be divisive. I think buying someone PT, personal training, vouchers, right?
Oh, it's a brave Santa Claus who delivers a personal training voucher on Christmas morning.
But like, if you have someone in your life who you know would love PT in January, I think even if you bought them like a certain amount, but the other part I'm going to say about it is, book in the session. So particularly if that person in your life is really busy. So for example, say if it was someone buying them for me, I know they would need to say, I've booked you PT, it's at 10 a.m. for this amount of days. If you need to change it, you can change it with the PT. But when I paid for it, I booked the slot. I'm also going to come to your house and mind your kids while you go and do it. Like that is like the ultimate person to me that would do that. So like I got it as a gift a few years ago, in between both the babies, when like I have my own well-being platform, but like we all fall off, we all need to do different things at different times, and I was just in this space where I just needed a bit of that, and I loved it as a gift. I realized I'm really into this kind of stuff, but I asked one of my really good friends before I came on here, I said, what would you love, like if your mom got for you. She's still living at home, so her mom is the main person that gets it. She said, I'd love if my mom paid for my PT for a while. So I think that's an interesting one to consider, and not many people do. The other one, what else would I say in the world of fitness? Obviously, there's lots of subscriptions out there. I think about who's in your life. If they're not using it already, would they use it?
I find Zwift really good for a cycling subscription, and I have no association with them. I just find it really good for the winter when the weather's terrible. I can jump on a gaming platform and cycle away to my heart's content against other people. I find it very handy for time actually management as well, and when the weather's bad, you know, when I go outside, it's a handy way to get training done. So certainly subscription for, or even a class-based subscription or whatever, can be a really good idea. Absolutely, no doubt about it. Folks, you're listening to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Leia Healthcare. It is our Christmas gift episode. Great content already. We've got books, we've got fitness and wearables. Talking to you about clothing, Dervil, what do you think? There's lots of stuff out there now, isn't there?
I think there's lots of stuff out there, and I think if you're thinking clothing, I would say try and go for an Irish brand, because to get a clothing line from concept to market and having customers is so hard, and we have so many Irish brands that are doing it really well. So I'm going to name a few that I look, we always know Gym Plus Coffee are doing a brilliant job. I was actually on the podcast with Gym Plus Coffee about 4 years ago with you, and they were only kind of,
that's the business
going.
Podcast, remember that? Yes. Oh my god, that was one of the first ones. I think that was episode number 3. It was yourself, Gym Plus Coffee, and there was one or two other people in. That they were, yeah, just starting off then. God, then, and now they're global now with stores in London and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so I think their success has been brilliant and their product is lovely. Then I would say maybe ones that people haven't thought about straight away, or maybe they have, I don't know. I'm going to name out kind of some women founded and led companies that I love. So New Dimensions, Orla Hopkins, you know, she's gone into Grafton Street. That's some achievement. I don't have them, but I've seen it and I think it looks gorgeous. If someone bought me a hoodie, I'd be delighted. Peachy Lean, I love the ethos of the Peachy Lean brand. Queen Bee Athletics, she's Cork, she's one of the originals, her company's nearly 10 years old, probably the best sports bras you're gonna get, like you'll just wear them constantly. They're a really, really well thought out product. Fit Pink is another gorgeous one, and a girl that's a really niche cult following is Final Bend. Her name is Emma Coffey, the founder of that company. She started when she was 18. And she is a force to be reckoned with. Like, I've had meetings with her about other stuff, and I'm there going, you're unbelievable about your brand and what you do. And you, like, 20 somethings love Final Bend. So that's a cool one.
I've never heard of Final Bend in my life. Okay, this is, yeah, we're going to research them later on. Wow, okay.
Yeah, do I have anybody else now? There's loads more, and I feel bad for anyone I've forgotten. But I suppose, buy mindfully and buy Irish, ideally, you know, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have more selection from an Irish perspective than ever before, so support Irish. I think there is, I know that New Dimensions Active Stores on Grafton Street, you've got Powercut in some of the Dunns, there's loads of Irish brands now, so if you're going to buy clothing, buy Irish, great call. Events and experiences, so there's loads going on in the event space too, and that's a pretty cool present.
Really cool present. I'm hoping the people in my life listen to this podcast and buy me a lot of these things I'm mentioning. So I think what all of us really struggled with during COVID was lack of connection and that like engagement and feeling, being around people. So I think now's a brilliant time to start buying experience. So for me, I've been at Wellfest a few times. We all know Wellfest is amazing. But then other ones that I always see really positive stuff, like Soul Space. So that's Jerry Hussey's event. Jerry, this is how small the world is. Jerry was my husband's sports psychologist for the Olympics.
Okay.
So my husband Peter went to 2 Olympics and Jerry was his psychologist for 2012. So I know him from back then. And I love seeing what he's taken from that elite sport world and brought over to mainstream health and well-being. And so I think it's phenomenal. I think his stuff is really good. The Bio Wellness events, haven't been at them, but whenever I see them, I get a bit of FOMO, like I'm wishing I was there. I think they have great guests, they have great speakers at them. So that's kind of three now that you could buy tickets for. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and of course there's loads, like I see them when I travel around the country at work, there's loads of kind of local, small kind of, you know, PTs and kind of wellness coaches and stuff doing their own kind of day events. So again, look local, buy local, look around. But the gift for someone in your life to give them a day out to just focus on themselves, have a little bit of crack, or, you know, it could be a yoga treat for the day or whatever. It is a very cool present, and, you know, can start to help, they can A, improve their health or start them on a health journey or whatever it may be. So great call as a present, absolutely. Food is another one. Food's an interesting one, actually, in two ways. Obviously, one element would be, you know, cookery courses and stuff like that. But you've other ideas for food presents.
Yeah, so I think one of the greatest things I ever did was go to cookery school. And I think having some skill sets, so you're right. So I suppose cookery schools, we, you know, everybody knows Ballymaloe. Then you have Dublin Cookery School. Another one, which I think would be an amazing experience, is Dingle Cookery School. So like, what a great excuse to go to Dingle. They do some gorgeous stuff down there. So I think anything in the cookery school space would be really good to do. Then when I think of food as well, I also think like something really random, like, I don't know, have you ever done this? So there's like Drop Chef, then there's HelloFresh, have just come into the market with like their subscription meals. You could give someone a certain amount of that. I think that would be interesting.
There's a nice present. Isn't it? Getting your meals delivered. Oh, absolutely.
In January as well, like imagine when it's all dark and miserable and then someone's like thought of that for you, you'd be delighted. Then, you know, you've the companies like, you know, Nutshed. They do the gorgeous nut butters. They are just delish. They have a really nice gifting box. So they would be a good one. Trisha's Transformation, doesn't she have a lovely knife set? Back to your kitchen skills.
Yeah. One thing I got about 2 years ago, and it'll make me sound like a drinker. I'm not really, but I like the faffiness of gin. Someone signed me up to a gin subscription pack for a year, where I got like every, say, like 2 months, this little thing. With a, you know, a tiny little thing. I love the explanation behind it, and what it is and what it isn't. And you know what? Every you'd forget about it, and all of a sudden the postman would bring it in the box, and like, so every 6 or 8 weeks you'd have like almost a little present dropping. And it was a present that went on all for the whole year pretty much, which was really good.
Yeah, I like that's cool, like, because it's so thoughtful. The one I would say, that, and we have it in our house, is a coffee subscription. So we get like a kilo bag of coffee once a month, and again, it's like back to like Irish, you know, like what we have amazing coffee companies in Ireland. So like 3FE have done a subscription.
A prescription too, potentially.
They have done one for years. I think we have Cloud Picker. You know, Bear, I think, is another one that might do one. Mars Coffee in Cork, definitely. You can buy them online. They might do a subscription. So a coffee one, like for those coffee lovers. And generally, I find if someone's kind of into fitness, they love their coffee. So I'd be quite happy with that if that started showing up to my house once a month.
Okay, I like it. Okay. And any last minute kind of for people who are rushing around like headless chickens for Kris Kringle, kind of our stocking fillers or small little kind of token things, any other suggestions for them?
There is a great website called Crack Galore, CRAICGALORE. I've bought a few bits. Hilarious prints, hilarious tote bags, mugs, that kind of thing. Just really, really funny, really Irish. That's a good thing. The Irish Sock Society. Pair of socks in your stocking. They have lovely, really interesting socks. They also do a sock subscription. They would be
sock
a good
subscription.
One.
Stop. Okay. Wow.
I swear. Another one, actually, the Fabulous Pharmacist. She's got some great supplements out there. So, and she's got different ones. That would be a nice one to throw into a stocking. It's, what's her brand called? I should know this, Carla. I bet you know.
I know what I've seen her on Instagram. I'm not sure what her brand is, but she's fabulous pharmacist on Instagram. Okay,
Yeah. She's got some gorgeous stuff. What else have I written down now that I've forgotten that I feel everyone should know? Like the other thing, back to your point, which was brilliant, right, about local providers. If you're lastminute.com, which we all generally tend to be, think about like your local like sports massage therapist, local reflexology.
Oh yeah, massage for Christmas would be nice. Oh yeah.
Wouldn't it? Imagine someone. But again, back to my point, if you're buying someone a voucher for a massage, book them in, because these things get booked up ages in advance, and then they kind of have, then it's up to them.
Plus you forget about it. Like we moved house recently and we found a thing of gift voucher or vouchers for stuff in a press somewhere that we totally forgotten about. And you know, and you just, life takes over. So it's a great point that if you do get a gift voucher or you're giving one, either book the person in, or if you get one, book it pretty quickly, because chances are you're going to forget.
Yeah, I think so. And as well, it just adds that layer of thoughtfulness that you've actually tried to book it in as well, that you just think, I'm the soundest person in this family that I've done this. That's my aim when I buy people gifts. I like to be
brownie points, brownie points. I love it. As ever, it's been great to catch up. We haven't seen each other for a very long time. Where can people, I know where to find you, but where can people find you if they want to touch base or follow you on social media and all that lovely stuff?
Oh yeah, I'm on Instagram a lot at dervalo.rourke, and then in terms of, we're very busy with derval.ie and we have our private members group on Facebook, so come and say hi there. But yeah, I love to chat, so if you buy any of the gifts, send me a DM and let me know and I'll be delighted.
Love it, suggested by you. Yes, fantastic. Listen, great to catch up and have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll catch up very soon in the new year for a surf or a paddleboard or something like that. Folks, that's all we have time for in today's show. Lots of great suggestions there for Christmas for anyone in your life, so treat them to something nice and healthy. As ever, you know where we are, realhealth@independent.ie, at CarlHenryPT on Instagram. Don't forget to rate and review, and we'll see you next week for more Real Health. So long, a foe.
Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Proud sponsors of Real Health with Carl Henry.